Woo! Ha ha! Late, okay, at one, y'all. So holding it down, bring that street geek and nerd. So what is up, my people? Today, oh yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right On Screen Greenleaf Season 5, Episode 3. Break.
Episode
2. We're here to get into it. Big shout out to the chat. We got Marquis Collins up in here. What up? Shouts to you. Big shout out to Tracy Lee. Big shout out to VV. Big shout out to Jamal Lee. Thought Crimes, Enrique Carrion, the rest of our Patreon supporters, Tim I, all you guys are dope. KB23. Love all y'all. Y'all are dope. Thank you for helping us continue on. But in continuing on, I am not by myself. I'm joined to my left by Lady Lisa. Say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
So, I wanted to start out talking about the one and only AJ.
Mm-hmm.
AJ is... The problem I have with AJ... In this, well, they kind of resolve it a little bit. But the problem I have in this episode with AJ is similar to what Sophia kind of pulls out, talking about like how homie is like so cryptic all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I think that he's smart enough to know that these people are genuinely trying to go on handle your biz. Anyway, he is genuinely trying to make sure, what in the world?
Yeah.
He's genuinely trying to make sure that he protects his heart. You know what I'm saying? That he takes care of his emotional well-being. And we find out, because at the end of the episode, he talks about what happened to him in jail. Which changes a lot of how you think about him in general, which changes a lot about how you relate to him, and the way you look at how he's acted. So with that said, Lisa, do you feel any different about AJ at this time? Or are you still like, look, you whack. I'm tired of you.
Well, no, I didn't say he was whack. I was coming from a point of view of, you know, we got to understand what all he's been through.
Okay.
And that he hasn't had a family. He's never had a family.
True.
All he knows is that his mom gave him up. He didn't know, I guess, one way or the other about his dad. So in his mind, they gave me up. I've been going back and forth through this system where people pretend to like me, people pretend to love me, then they misuse me shove me off to this place and that and the other. He's just been trying to survive and at the same time trying to grow into a man, trying to grow into a person.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, when his mother gets, you know, good and ready, I guess, you know, she finally does, and he kind of forces her really to face him. You know, don't forget how this whole thing started.
Yeah.
It wasn't because, you know, her heart just couldn't take it no more.
No, it was because it was about to get found out.
Thank you. She would have gone to her grave and never, you know. So he's still trying to feel these people out. They are crazy family from the get-go.
They definitely
so that's
are.
The other thing. That's not helping either. So he's still trying to figure out who he can trust.
Yeah.
You know, who he actually wants to invest his time and his heart in.
Yeah.
Like, for real. You know, I think he has, feels like he can trust Sophia, but that's it.
Yeah.
And, that's
you know,
it.
One person out of the May, Bishop, Charity, Ma Dukes,
Dad,
Carissa, Jacob, Zora, I guess Winky don't really count. That boy,
too. He don't know whether he coming to go.
So, at least 8 to 9 people.
Yeah. You got to get this man a break. I think, going back and forth. He has his times where he seems like he's enjoying it and he wants to be there, and then he pulls back because he knows what he's gone through. He knows his feelings.
And now we know a little bit.
And now we know a little bit, because then he's like, well, do I want to even go through, you know, this? Do I want to put them through this? Am I going to live through this? Is this going to develop into AIDS? Am I going to die?
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot, you know.
And his relationship with Sophia, I think, is kind of what helped pull him back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because she came up there, and I'm glad that she cut it straight with him. She was like, look, you always being cryptic. Look, you need to tell me something or I'm out. I'm tired of this. I got enough going on in my own life. You ain't the only person that got some problems, but you got people out there sitting waiting for you, and some of these people in this hospital don't. So what you want? You know what I'm saying? I'm glad she came, because, and we'll get on Sophia next, but I'm glad that she kind of stepped up and was like, look, we're giving to you. You know, we're we ain't perfect, but we're giving to you. You know what I'm saying? Once we found out you existed, we've done what we're supposed to do. Now, I know your mama, or our mama, ain't done nothing, all right? I know she ain't been nothing for your whole life. But once we knew about you, we've done our best, you know what I'm saying, to be around you, to give to you, to pour into you, to befriend you, to bring you into our family and treat you as such. You know what I'm saying? So I commend her for always being that rock. And I like the fact that she's solid, and maybe that's the only reason she should stay, because in transitioning and talking about Sophia, there was a moment we were watching, I was like, Sophia need to pick up her stuff and go to Hampton.
Yeah.
Because all this stuff with Zora telling her deepest, darkest secrets to, is it Jade? Nicole? What's the girl name?
Nicole.
I don't know where Jade comes from, but anyway, Nicole coming, know all your business, you know what I'm saying? Because Zora been telling it, and then she like, I swear I did. Yeah, she ain't psychic.
But and that was just horrible. That girl Nicole, she needed a beat down for that. And I'm disappointed in Zora, because Zora should have joined her in beating her down for that.
Here's the thing. At least Zora should have just let it happen.
Yep.
She should have been like, look, you done crossed the line.
All she needed to do is usher them outside so they don't tear up the house.
Yeah, you on your own. And she tried to make that comment about not having hands. But you weren't protecting Sophia. You was protecting Nicole. If Sophia ain't have no hands, you would have been protecting her. You know what I'm saying? So don't be up in this joint acting like Sophia, you know, ain't got skills. Sophia went in, she went for the kill. And I got to give Sophia her props. Like, she was not playing.
Because that was a low blow. That was just, you don't do that.
It was not necessary to go that route.
No.
But of course,
but that just shows what kind of person. Thank you.
The kind of person she is.
Right.
And her leaking those photos, you know, I mean, no, those photos should have never been sent. And I put this back out to young men and women all across the land. I know we got cell phones now, and I know you feeling your new body, and it's sexy, and it looks so good. And somebody just, I want to take a picture of you, girl. Don't let them do it. Or, send your picture to me. Send your picture to me, boo. No. Do not send no picture of yourself to nobody. Because he didn't put out the picture. He didn't put it out. But it got into the hands of someone with nefarious intentions. All right? Don't never put no picture you nowhere, all right? Just keep your pictures in your head, to yourself, all right? Take pictures with regular clothes on. Because I'm telling you, it's going to come a day, and that joint will come back and bite you, and you're going to be feeling bad. You know what I'm saying? I know you want to be like, yeah, look at me, I'm fly, but it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But speaking of worth, do you think that now Charity is starting to see her worth? Like a little bit. Let's talk about Charity for a second, because Charity did this thing with Judy where she said, you ever heard of the tortoise in the hare? And she was like, you're the tortoise? She's like, I'm Godzilla. Now, Lisa and I, we were like, yo, we love this scene, except we don't love the person in it.
Yeah.
Like, Charity is like, Charity has so much bad will built up for her that it's hard. But this episode, I think she's starting to realize, like, I did this to spite my family. But now all that glitters ain't gone. Because now I got over there, and now I'm basically a footstool. You know what I'm saying? Judy's doing this. Phil doing that, trying to grab, touch my arm and stuff. She was like, don't you touch me. You know, you don't want me, then don't talk to me. Go ahead and free yourself. I don't want me, then don't talk to me.
You're so silly.
So, anyway, he didn't want her, so he don't need to be talking to her. the thing that I like is it does seem to a certain degree that she's slowly but surely possibly seeing her value, and that she doesn't deserve to be treated the way she's being treated at Harmony and Hope, and that a brand new church, a brand new, you know, brand new look.
But I'm gonna disagree.
Okay.
She deserved that at Harmony and Hope.
Well, yeah, she do deserve it. You're right.
She deserved that.
Because she been dirty to Kevin. She been dirty to her family.
Thank you.
She been dirty to her son.
Thank you.
She's been
dirty to everybody.
Yeah, been dirty to Grace.
Like, I mean, she you know.
So maybe,
like,
she went
against her whole family. Like, yo, that was just dirty. That was just gutter dirty. So she deserved.
This one should be associate pastor.
She deserved.
Associate pastor.
How you gonna sleep? How you gonna sleep your way to the middle?
Man, not even pastor. And she always giving up the goods. First it was that little fake Dietrich Haddon or whatever. She was sleeping with him. Then now she's sleeping with Phil DeMars. Who next?
Well, right? She ain't no more.
Baby girl, slow down. All right?
Slow down. Yeah, but, you know, but she deserves all that she's getting.
Okay. You're right. She do kind of deserve this.
She's reaping.
She deserved this one. I'll give you that. She does deserve this.
So.
But I like the naming of the church. I like the connection to the old hymnal. I like the small moment that she had with Lady May. Maybe her and her mom can hopefully, I don't know if you'll ever be able to mend the old stuff, but maybe start off on a new chapter. You know what I'm saying? Let's close the old stuff. The old stuff happened. We might not even be able to fix the old stuff, but we can start on a new chapter together as a family unit.
I'm going to tell you why we can't. I'm going to tell you why we can't.
Okay. Right.
Because but Lady May is still Lady May. She don't see nothing wrong with what she says. She don't see nothing wrong with what she does. She don't see nothing wrong with how she treat people. Charity don't see nothing wrong with her actions. So ain't nothing gonna change.
And that's why Bishop was like, you know, y'all are more alike than y'all think.
So no, nothing's going to change.
Y'all more alike than y'all think.
And not to mention all of these secrets and lies and possible murders and assisting murders, and you ain't gonna look. This family ain't gonna do but so much prospering. I'm just saying.
I think they'll prosper.
I'm just
if look, they get some things aligned and get
you
some
have to understand
right.
What I'm saying. They prospered for a long time already. But
well, yeah,
what I'm saying is,
true.
You can't expect that just to continue. You know, based off of all this stuff that y'all did.
Yeah, because the Lord might be like, y'all had your time. And y'all had your time to do it right, and y'all still didn't do it right. I let y'all have it.
Even
by ill-gotten good gains. Yep. And you still didn't do right with it.
Mm.
But I do like the name Eternal Faith. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that representation, that send up to, you know, to their sister or to her sister and their daughter. You know what I'm saying? I like that. Using the family as kind of like the seed of this place might be enough to turn them around and get them back. Maybe. But speaking of family, you know, changing in a way that I enjoy.
You talking about Carissa?
I'm talking about Carissa. I haven't liked her since we first saw them in the episode one where she was at the dinner table. I was like, you ain't even a Greenleaf.
And she was
you got married into this joint. You need to shut up.
You need to, yeah, exactly. You need to shut up. You ain't even
What are you even doing?
Yeah. I didn't like her from day one.
Lisa, if I came to one of y'all family meetings, all right, this is a family meeting on your side, and I'm going to act like I'm making rules, people would look at me and be like, yeah, that's all well and good, but I do. back up a taste. Because you ain't a Smith.
You're going to be like, we talk to the Smiths at this table.
Yeah, we talk about Smiths. God bless you, brother. But we talking to the Smiths. God bless you. And it's that God bless. It's that God bless you, like, shut up. God bless you. But that'll be enough. Big shout out to the chat, Little Miss Chocolate up in here. So what up, what up? Nice to see you. Yeah, nice to see you. Yeah. Oh, man. So. Yeah. So. Carissa getting on my nerves.
As always.
Can't stand her.
As always.
And I can't wait until she's gone. But one thing that
is,
I do,
is she going,
like,
anywhere though? Is she?
I think she's gone. She won the divorce. He signed it. So this is happening. I want to know when they're going to.
You can't never say that about nothing like this. Look.
I want to know when they're going to inform Bishop and Lady May. That's what I want to know. Then on top of that, I like the fact that now Jacob, he don't seem to be caring about her little threats. She was like, you know, I know about the will. He was like, look, either he going to jail or he ain't.
And she was like, oh, what do I do?
She was like,
what do you mean? Yeah, and I like that too.
It's like,
he's taking,
this is the only leverage you got.
Yeah, he's taking control from her, and I like that.
Yeah, because he's going out and seeking out not only Tasha, but the other young lady, and I forgot her name completely. Please, you know, forgive me. But, you know, finding out what's the deal with this other will that Mac had hidden, and then how that's going down and where that came from and who called who and how did the dad die. And, you know, Tasha thinking Basie dead. Basie ain't dead. Basie mad alive.
I think that's who the girl called.
Yup. I think she called Basie. If she didn't call Basie, then she called, I'm guessing she called Rochelle, maybe. That's the only other person I could think of.
Maybe.
But I think she called Basie. yeah, Little Miss Chocolate said, right, her power is gone. Gone, daddy, gone. So, here's the thing. Since last season, when Carissa was acting a fool, or season before last, sorry. Was it season before last or last season? Mm-hmm. Anyway, when she started acting up, and you had Tasha and Jacob kiss for a second, I was like, you know what? He should leave Carissa and be with Tasha. And now when we had this little moment where you get her saying, you know, was it real? Did you like me? Did you care for me? And he said, yes, I did. And when she leans in for the kiss, he's like, no, no, no. But then he follows it with, I want to do it right, girl.
We were both like,
I was like,
there you go. There you go.
Team Tasha, let's go. Tasha is a better person. She's more sincere.
She actually
cares about Jacob.
She's a little,
better all around.
She's a little ditzy for me, but I think she is a genuine person.
Yeah, I don't see her as ditzy. I see her as someone who's out of the loop, like nobody tells her anything.
Yeah, she's loopy. But
being ditzy is like you're just kind of like dumb. I don't think she's dumb.
Well, no, I'm not saying she's dumb. She's a little.
I think people have hidden stuff from her. And she's surprised at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Basie's hidden so much from her. Like, all the gambling and stuff, she ain't know nothing about that. She ain't know people wanted to beat up Basie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's right. You heard Nurse on Light. So, here's the dope thing about this. If this works out, you know Carissa gonna be burning up. Because I submit to you, Tasha's better than Carissa in every way. She cares about the church, Carissa don't. She cares about Jacob, Carissa don't. She looks better than her, Carissa don't.
Carissa don't look better than Carissa. All
right. But then also she has ties to this new young lady with that small church. And you know that's what Jacob really wanted. Jacob wanted a small church that was closer to the ground, closer to the grassroots, closer to the street to do the real hard work, like he said when he was walking in there. And I think Tasha wants that too, because remember, she wanted to do that that community center or whatever. Mm-hmm. So both of their hearts are in the same place. This is a good this is a good matchup for Jacob.
It is.
Look, I'm team Tasha. Carissa, get out of here. That's all I got to say on that. I did want to ask you and you watching and Lisa, what do you think this season ends up with Judy and Phil DeMars? Because we saw them, we saw Judy come in and talk about the ring. Talk about the ring. And then we also saw Judy then pray to, you know what I'm saying, pray to an eye-rolling Phil DeMars. So.
Not pray so, to him, but pray
with him. So. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think
about,
he said he wants his pants off.
Oh, come here. Like that? No, your pants off. I don't know. I'm sorry. You okay.
You want socks.
Go get some and we got you.
Go get some socks.
Go on, get some, we got you. Anyway. When Judy did that prayer, Phil was looking at her like, man. But you did this to yourself, Phil.
Yep.
You did this to yourself.
Yep.
I think Phil's gonna end up being the one that brings Bob Whitmore down. I think he's gonna be like that last piece. He's gonna be like that last piece of the investigation that they need. Come on this way. He's gonna be that last piece that the investigation needs, that the report needs to kind of take him out. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't be mad at that, because Phil, I think Phil could, that's the only purpose I see him fulfilling right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't see him doing anything else that's necessary to the story. I don't see him doing anything else that I care about. Judy isn't important besides being an agitator for charity. And Phil, now that Phil has gotten everything he needs from charity, Phil is kind of irrelevant, except for the bad guy role. You know what I'm saying? We don't really need anything else. I do like that we got Corinne back in the spot. You know what I'm saying? Much love to Corinne. Little Miss Chocolate, she was gone for a couple of episodes. We ain't seen her. Yeah, I mean, no, she ain't die or nothing, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, we ain't seen Corinne, but now we know she back. She's trying to get her, you know, trying to get her her music on.
She's like, I can do the music. You ain't gotta do nothing but push a button for this church anyway.
She was like, you ain't gotta do nothing. Church like this, you ain't gotta do nothing but push play. And look, I'm gonna keep it real. If you grew up in church, you know there's them churches that be like the size of a bedroom. All you gotta do is press play. That's all you ain't gotta do nothing special in here.
And Lady May looked like she wanted to get smart with her for a minute. Then she was like, you know what? I'm gonna let it slide.
You know what? I'll allow it.
We need her, so I'll allow it.
Ain't nobody as loyal as Corinne. Ain't nobody gonna stand out in the parking lot.
Looking like Carmen San Diego.
Except Corinne. Handing off documents like they in the CIA. What?
She ain't got smart in a while. I'll allow it.
Yo, man, I love Corinne. Like, straight up. Too. Corinne is someone you need on your team. Because when she was behind enemy lines, she was still dropping the mad information.
She sure was.
You know what I'm saying? She was keeping it real for the bishop and Lady May. She was like,
She was keeping in. Remember, she was keeping in headphones, acting like she won't listen to nothing. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she
was literally like people in 24 when they be on the phone, go on the cell phone, and tell some people some stuff. They be like, "Lady May, look, this is what they about to do. I can't talk for a long time, but trust me, they about to go over here. Talk to you later. In Jesus' name, bye bye." So Corinne's dope, man. Corinne's always been dope. But I think this episode is good because it sets up a couple of things. We still got light skin love. We got Rick Fox going off to
what?
The.
You ain't right for that.
We got Rick Fox.
I'm not right for that.
Yo, Lil Miss Chocolate says she was undercover, very loyal. Yep. Yeah, yes, that's right. Chocolate. So, we got him going off to Vegas to do some more.
A chocolate.
I know. I see it. So, besides that, we still have the possibility of the guy that gave Grace some information coming back. Because we're going to need some more information sooner or later. But that information that we got from Rick Fox, yes. Yes, yes. All right. That's right. So he's going to Vegas. Whatever information we get from there might help how we attack Bob Whitmore, because we haven't seen him all season. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So with that said, when's the next time? Do you think we see Rick Fox again?
Of course.
Because he might, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, this ain't that type of show.
No, and it's not that serious.
Yeah, because he just got him fired. So,
yeah.
No. Wait.
And he's probably thinking he got fired. That's the end of it. You know, he's not thinking, oh, he's going to continue with this.
You got picked.
Because he's not thinking about the connection between him and Grace. He's not thinking.
Yeah.
You know, even if he knows they're dating, he's probably not thinking it's that serious. He probably thinks, well, once he gets fired, he understands this isn't a game.
Yeah.
You know, this is putting his career on the line. But evidently, you know, Rick Fox is independently wealthy, and he could afford to just go on trips and not worry about finding another job.
You didn't know he had, what are they in Tennessee? Where they at? Kentucky, Tennessee? I don't know. Wherever they at. He got
Alabama?
He got unemployment, plus he got his own website where he's, you know, making people pay for the articles and stuff. So he got some money. I don't know.
And
he said he bought a ticket with his own money. The man has got his own money.
And from what I understand, he used to be in the NBA for a time.
Yep. Used to be in the NBA for a little bit. So, I mean, he all right. You know what I'm saying? He got the eyes and the curly hair. He going to be all right. You know
that
what
has
saying?
Nothing to do with anything.
Oh, they're in Memphis, Tennessee.
We got them all everywhere.
They're in Memphis, Tennessee. So he got, you know, Tennessee, you know, I don't know, TennesseeJournalist.com.
Maybe he can start a modeling job. I don't know.
Yeah, he going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? He going to be good. And I think what he comes back with from, whatever he comes back with from Vegas is probably going to be able to pair well with whatever we get more from the guy that they visited together, or maybe from Phil DeMars. Because Phil, during that prayer, Phil was looking like,
I just hope Grace doesn't do anything stupid, like go to Phil DeMars before they really have everything they need.
Yeah.
Because then that'll just tip him off. I hope she don't do nothing stupid.
And we ain't got about like 7 episodes left.
And maybe. I hope to God she don't say nothing to Charity.
Yeah, Charity can't. I love Charity, but Charity, nah, bro.
She can't hold a teaspoon of water.
Man, Charity can't hold nothing, boy. Yep, we got 7 more episodes. All right, so we got 7 hours of green leaf left. All right, so hey, look, that's what you got. So he better come back with something very juicy from Vegas with this information, pair it up with some other information. We know he going for the Senate. You know, maybe, you know, hold it down and get him up out of here. You know, get Harmony and Hope taken apart. Unfortunately, the church is going to be gone, but we building a brand new church. You know what I'm saying? Eternal faith, you know what I'm saying? That's dope. Eternal faith is good. And then maybe after this physical with Bishop, after they get whatever he needs right with his memory, Because it looks like he might be slowly losing some things.
They're going to have him have dementia or something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He ain't going to be able to preach no more.
Or Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see how that plays out. But guys, it's an episode that I ended up enjoying once again. This show, like Panda said, shouts to Panda. Panda said, she was like, this show sounds ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. I got it. So anyway, yeah, no, don't even start. So anyway, no, don't, uh-uh. So I think we've got enough to say, even though the show is ridiculous, the show is awesome. Little Miss Chocolate says the end of the show, final season. Yeah, this is Zit, we got seven episodes, so man. We out.
I hope they end it good. I don't want them to, you know, like end it in a ridiculous way, but I want it to end in a good way.
Word.
You know, I don't mean, well, when I say that, this is what I mean. In a way that kind of like is unexpected, but please don't make it all rainbows and unicorns, because I just don't like when...
I don't know if I'd be against that.
Well, I don't like...
Depending on how they handle it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I'm against happy endings, but you can't have, like, a hailstorm, a tornado, an earthquake, and then everything ends happily.
Why can't they be happy? Why you don't want black people to be happy?
Shut up, Michael.
See, this is just another trick from the man. Anyway,
you
guys.
You know what I mean.
Before we get out of here, Lisa, say peace.
Peace, y'all. All
right, Little man, you ready to go?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You done?
You ready to go to bed?
You finished? Yeah. You ready to take your butt to bed?
No.
Peace. I'm saying that. That's my part.
Okay.
So guys, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. Podcast so you can get your listen on. Spotify so you can get your music on. Of course, holler at me. I'm going to holler at you. Down in them comments. Let's talk Greenleaf. Love the show. Love the show. Always will. But before we get out of here, of course, I'm going to leave you guys with some Arcatron. That's right. Arcatron. The Space Bridge in stores now. About to play a track from him that is ultra fire, so do not sleep. And of course, from us to you, we're just saying peace. peace. You ready? You ready to go for real?
Yeah.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace. peace.
Lemon Chocolate gave a thumbs up, a rose, and bottle.
Yeah.